From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,093rd consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hank Snow.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means a 211 daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Mr. Fireman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal and the saranel are rolling, keep moving me on.
Shovel on.
Rattle in hand, the ground was the fastest in the southern land. To keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time and keep rolling on. You switch your engine, I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. 'Cause I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. I've warned you twice, so you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. Someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna watch your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, stay to wait too long. I'm through with you too, bad Joe Blue, keep moving on.
Moving on.
Yes, sir. Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, and his all-time hit record, Moving On. Well, thank you, Hank, and welcome to another Star City Grand Ole Opry. In our lineup tonight, there's such opera favorites as Archie Campbell, String Bean, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and featuring as Hank's guest, that ever-pleasing, good-looking boy, the mayor of McClellan, Florida, Hank Laughlin.
I'll tell you, Grant, it's a real pleasure to have Hank with us tonight, and he'll be out here in just a few minutes to sing us one of his great songs. Meanwhile, let's listen to the Jordanaires as they sing one of their fine old spirituals, Study War No More. Follow up.
I'm gonna lay down my burden.
Way down.
Down by the riverside.
Way down.
Down by the riverside.
Way down.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna lay down my burden.
Way down.
Down by the riverside. Study war no more.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna
study war no more. Study war no more.
Ain't gonna
study war no more.
Ain't gonna
study war no more.
I'm gonna put on my walking shoes way
down by the riverside,
down by that riverside, down by that riverside. Put on my walking shoes way
down
by that riverside to study the war no more.
Well, ain't gonna
study war no more.
Ain't gonna
study war no more.
Down those golden streets.
Way down.
Down by the riverside. Study war no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Study war no more.
Ain't gonna study war no more.
Study war no more.
Study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna
study war no more.
I ain't gonna
study.
Jordanaires and Study War No More. Thank you, boys. But now, Hank, How about you doing the honors and introducing our guest?
Well, sir, I'd be just so glad to, Grant. Well, he's a boy who doesn't need much introduction to our Opry audience. Let's have a big hand to let him know how glad we are to have him with us. The one and only Hank Locklear! Hank, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Hank, I'm real pleased and happy to be here.
You know, that was quite a blow they had down in Florida last week. I hope it didn't do any damage at your place.
No, I was lucky. As a matter of fact, I'm so happy that I didn't have any, that I could sing a song.
Yes, sir, and you've got a great one to sing, buddy. Here he is, friends and neighbors. Hank Locklear and his great record, Please Help Me, I'm Fallin', Hank.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling. Another whose arms have grown cold, but I promised forever to have and to hold. I can never be free, dear, but when I'm with you, I know that I'm losing the will to be true. Please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in, for I mustn't want you, but darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling.
Real fine, Hank, and thank you. Grant, you know, I've been trying to get a word in edgewise with you all evening. You know, a friend of mine asked me to ask you this question. Well, he figures you're pretty much an expert on the subject.
Well, Hank, that depends on the question.
Well, what he wants to know is, what's the best way to break in a new pipe?
Well, that's mighty easy to do, Hank. The answer can be summed up very simply. You load it with Prince Albert, and make no mistake about it, new pipe or old, Prince Albert has been bringing smoke and pleasure to thousands for a good many years. And the reason is simple, and you can sum it up with one word. That's flavor. Prince Albert has really got the flavor and taste that smoking men are looking for. Always fresh. PA is crimp cut, so it packs right. It burns steady and even without unpleasant hot spots.
And PA is perfect for making men, too. Rolls easy, stays put, and smokes comfortable with that wonderful PA flavor in every puff.
So try some yourself, neighbors, and see. The proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. It's dancing time, and here with his fiddle is Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, stepping high, wide, and handsome to the tune of Old Joe Clark, and Jimmy Self doing the calling. Okay?
Oh, down there, Jesse, when your brain might sweat before they can find your girl, pal, here, don't and the full men will go to the lady, don't you know? Oh, I'm shaking down that desk in the Georgia Slam Bar. Oh, that's all it is, ain't no more. Yes, sir.
Well, that was wonderful, Tommy, and the answer's mighty fine. But now, Hank, Hank Snow, that is.
Yes, Grant.
It's him time on the show, so will you please tell us what you selected for your offer?
Well, Grant, it's one of the old, old favorites here at the Opry, and a favorite with folks throughout the entire country. To tell the truth, I don't know how long they've been singing this hymn. Anyway, here with the able assistance of one of America's favorite quartets, the Jordanaires, is the beautiful old hymn, Father Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder, why should it be thus all the day long, when there are others living about us? Nevermore listed, though in the wrong, when death has come and taken our loved one, leaving our home so lonely and dreary, then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Father along, you know all about it. Father along, understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Thank you so very much, friends. I'm awful happy to know that you like that hymn. But now, here's a boy everybody here at the Grand Ole Opry likes, especially when he plays the guitar. It's none other than our good friend Chet Atkins and that wonderful tune, The Third Man Theme. tell you what, there ain't nobody in the whole wide world plays the guitar like our own Chet Atkins. No, indeed. Thank you so much, Chet, for a fine job. Which brings us down now to another high point in the show, the time when we present that funny man of the Grand Ole Opry, Archie Campbell.
How are you, Hank?
Howdy. How you doing?
Feel too good. Buddy, have you got an aspirin on you?
I just happen to have
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I want an aspirin with perfume on it.
An aspirin with perfume on it?
Yeah, I got a stinking headache. I'm telling you the truth, Hank. I've got more troubles than a thousand-legged worm with athlete's foot.
Now, what's your trouble now?
Well, one thing is my brother. I got a brother, and I don't know what's... I believe we're going to have to take him to a psychiatrist.
What's wrong?
All he does is sit on the front porch all day long and blow smoke rings out his nose.
Well, Archie, there's nothing so wrong about that. Lots of people sit around and blow smoke rings through their nose.
I know, but he don't even smoke. And then my wife, I've got troubles with her, too.
What's the trouble with your wife?
I don't know. I believe she's losing her mind.
Believe she's losing her mind?
Yeah. Don't you let this out.
I won't.
She thinks she's a chicken.
She thinks she's a chicken?
Yeah.
I think you ought to take her to a doctor.
Well, I would, but we need the eggs so bad. I just got back from Pensacola. I was down there at Pensacola last night and down in Florida, you know, and I had a good time. But this Hank Laughlin, I was down there with him, and we went to one of these Spanish restaurants. In the restaurant, they had Spanish waiters and everything, and they couldn't speak a word of English.
Uh-oh.
And there I am. I can't speak Spanish. I can't even speak algebra.
So go ahead.
And I didn't know how. I tried to get two steaks, and I didn't know how on earth I was going to make this waiter understand that I wanted two steaks.
What'd
he couldn't understand me. And finally, I hit on an idea how to get him to know that I was asking for two steaks. I drew the picture of a cow and handed it to him.
And you got your two steaks.
No, he brought me two tickets to a bullfight.
You know something?
I'll tell you that Hank Laughlin embarrassed me to death, Don. He certainly is right. Fancy restaurant, beautiful place, had mustard out on the table and ketchup, fresh sawdust on the floor. A real fancy place, and that Hank Laughlin stood right there among all them people and scratched his back with a fork.
Now, come on, Hank. Now, look, Hank's a good boy.
He certainly did. Scratched his back with a fork. I was so embarrassed, I dropped a whole handful of mashed potatoes.
You know something?
Burn me up.
I'll tell you, he's a lady killer, though.
Who?
Hank Laughlin.
A ladies' man?
He's a ladies' man.
What makes you think so?
Man, look, Hank Laughlin can read them women like a book.
Read a woman like a book?
He certainly can.
Yeah, I can read a woman like a book, too, but there's just one little trouble.
What?
When you get smart enough to read a woman like a book, you're too old to start a library. Hey, my goodness. I love my wife, though. Bless her little heart. But do you ever call your wife pet names?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what I call my wife?
What?
I call her my melancholy baby.
My melancholy baby?
Yeah.
Why melancholy?
She's got a head like a melon and a face like a collie. Back when we was courting, though, back when we was courting each other, I called her Checkers.
Checkers? Why Checkers?
Because every time I made a bad move, she jumped. And I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Shoot.
You know, when a group of women get together and there's no men around,
mm-hmm.
I've often wondered, what do they talk about?
Well, Archie, women are about the same as men. I mean, women, when they're together, talk about the same things that men talk about when men's together.
They do.
Yeah.
Girls, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA's mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Now it's time we heard from our special guest again. So here he is, Hank Locklin, and this time with another of his great recorded numbers and one of all of our favorites, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On.
Send me the pillow that you dream of. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I'll share your love in dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Send me the pillow that you dream on. Maybe time will let our dreams come true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. I've waited so long for you to write me, but just the memory's all that's left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
All right, hey.
Thank you very much, Hank Locklin, and thank you for being our special guest tonight. Believe me, it was a pleasure.
Three, it certainly was. But now we got to get on to the show, and here to do the honors is another Opry crowd pleaser, String Beat and his banjo.
Well, I'm a bandy picker right out of the south, and I come there in time of the drought, and I travel fast, and I travel slow, but I never quit picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for miles or so when they hear a string picking on his old banjo. Well, I hooked old mule up to the hack, tied the old banjo across his back. I gave him a kick, said, gee, war horn, I went off picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for miles or so when they hear a string of picking on his old banjo. Well, he humped his back in a bradle like cat and hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped stiff-legged and he kicked at the moon, but I kept playing my favorite tune. Oh, around the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere he goes. People in the Cumberland Mountains saw when the hair sprang a picking on his old banjo.
Thank you very much, String Bean. Friends and neighbors, I'd like to say a very special thanks to all of you for the way that you have accepted this next number that I'm about to do. So here again are our fine quartet, the Jordanaires, to kind of start it off.
Dark old Cave Miller's Cave.
Way down in the state of Georgia, through the swamps and Everglades, there's a hole in Tiger Mountain. Gotta help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had a girl, in Waycross, Georgia.
Waycross, Georgia.
But she had unfaithful ways. Made me feel I was unwanted.
So unwanted.
Like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
I couldn't stand the way she did me. Couldn't take her low down ways. Before I'll stay with the cheating woman, I'll go live with the bears in Miller's Cave. I caught her out one Sunday morning,
Sunday morning,
with a man they called Big Dave. Meanest man in Waycross, Georgia. I'd rather fight a mountain lion in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
I said you'll pay both you and Davy. I must see you in your grave. They laughed at me and then I shot them. I took their cheating scheme and bones to Miller's Cave. That
woman
made me feel unwanted,
so unwanted.
But I showed her I was brave. Most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they'll never find me 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
That wraps things up for this evening, friends and neighbors. But before we go, I'd like to say how nice it was having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And be sure to listen next week for another big show with Hawkshaw Hawkins in the saddle and pretty Gene Shepherd riding right along at his side. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now but enjoying it less? Then you should change to Camels. Have a Camel cigarette. So have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now but enjoying it less, change to Camel. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
So have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.